Jeff Christian is the managing partner at CPM Group, one of the most accurate and data-driven precious metals and commodity experts that we speak with on our show. Jeff, I'm really excited actually to be speaking with you today because we've been talking for years about how you expected the economic and political outlook would continue to deteriorate, not just domestically here in the U.S., but internationally as well. And there are a number of things that you said were going to increasingly get worse, especially as we approach the 2023-2025 time period. And that's the time in which you had been telling our listeners for many years that you felt a lot of these things would come to a head and we would see basically a major run in precious metals. So I think that's the big picture kind of encapsulation of a lot of what we discussed, and we'll get into some nitty-gritty details today. But if you would mind, can you give us an update on where precious metals are currently and what's your outlook moving forward?
Sure. When we talk about precious metals, we start by talking about the economy and the world at large. But you know, if you think about it, gold prices based on a quarterly average or annual average basis are at record highs. You know, they've come down sharply. You know, they topped $2,000 in 2020 and then 2021. They've gotten as low as 1680 last year. They got down to 1678 in the middle of July. As we're talking, it's about $1,800. But when we look to 2023, we see, you know, the World Bank, the IMF, the OECD, other mainstream economists have been lowering their projections and estimates for 2022 and 2023 economic growth. When we got to looking at our 2023 figures, what we have been projecting for 2023 in terms of economic weakness is far worse than what these guys are revising their projections down to. So we've been saying that things would start to really start looking bad in 2023 and look even worse in 2024, 2025. And I think the world is still on that trajectory. You know, could a recession come sooner than we thought? Yes, it could come at any time. We've been in a recession in the first half of this year. It's a very short, shallow recession. Our expectation is that growth will be a little bit more better in the second half of this year. But you know, the next 18 months, we're looking at pretty anemic growth and gathering economic, financial, and political storms. And that sort of sets the stage for something much worse beyond 2023.
To listen to this full interview, in addition to gaining access to all of our premium content airing during the week, go to financialsense.com and hit the subscribe button.